awareness, knowing is the starting point, and the end point. The end of Buddhist practice, Dhamma practice. It's easy to follow instructions or get into a habit of what I should be doing in order to practice, what should be done to get it right, what I should do to make effort to improve myself, to get concentration, to be liberated. And over again, it's important to bring attention to those I-making and mind-making habits. The starting point is awareness, knowing. And knowing the assumptions that are being made. Knowing the habits of self-creation. So at the very beginning of any retreat or any period of meditation, bring attention to the feeling of this present moment experience. The starting point is knowing. So how does this moment feel? The experience of this present reality. How does this feel? Rather than jumping in to try and fix it or change it or become something, we begin with that attunement to the reality. How is this? What's the tone, the feeling of this moment, this present experience? How's the body? What does the body feel like? Its weight, its temperature, sensations in the skin or in your bones, your joints, your muscles. The digestive system in your lungs. How does it feel? Not that there's any right or wrong way for the body to be feeling. This is an act of attunement, attuning. Bringing this quality of knowing, of awareness, to the feelings of the body, attuning to the presence, the felt experience of this body, this time. Whether it's heavy or light, comfortable or uncomfortable, completely numb or filled with all sorts of strange movements and energies. However it might be, here it is. This is the feeling of the body. In this moment, it's exactly this way. So we take a moment to attend to that, to open the heart to this present feeling. Here it is. This is the experience of this body at this time. It's exactly, precisely this way. Similarly, the mood of the mind. Are we sleepy? Alert? Filled with doubt? Preoccupied with other thoughts and plans? Lists of things to do? What's the mind doing? How does the mind feel? Sad? Inspired? Quiet, scattered. Again, there's no right or wrong starting point. This is the material, this body, this mind, here it is. The experience in this moment, the results of everything that has gone before, the whole process of our life, the whole evolutionary process before that, here it is. In this moment, it feels this way. So there's no right or wrong mood, like there's no right or wrong set of physical sensations. The starting point is this quality of attunement, opening the heart to the way things are. This sleepy feeling, this anxious feeling, this excited feeling, what's the attitude of mind, the tone, the mood of the mind right now? So this is what is meant by the starting point being knowing, being awareness. It's not a matter of the shape or the tone, the complexity of the feeling of the object, but it's in the attitude of the subject. How the heart opens to this present reality. This is where the practice begins. Attuning to the material that is being worked with, this body, this mind, at this time. This is all a dynamic process. We can notice, even as we attune to the feelings of the body, oh, they're changing even as you pay attention. A twinge in the muscle arises in the back, then disappears again. You feel your hands and then they vanish. Can't find your face. Suddenly there's a clear sensation in your tongue, your nose. It's a fluid, dynamic process. The body, the mind, evanescent, ever-changing. All conditioned things are transient. They never stop. One thing conditioning another. And when the practice of Dhamma is based upon awareness, based upon this quality of knowing and attunement to the present reality, then that awareness has its effect upon the system. Awareness is the balancing agent, the integrative agent, that which brings things together, integrates them, guides the living process towards a state of harmony, of ease, of peacefulness. It brings the various elements together. It's like a conductor brings the different instruments of an orchestra together to attune to a single, focused, harmonious piece of music. This quality of knowing is like the conductor of the heart, draws all the elements of feeling and thought, sensation, memory and perception. It integrates, brings those together. When awareness is brought to the posture, then it might be noticed, oh, I'm really slouching. I'm hunched over on my cushion, leaning against the back of my chair, really listless, body void of energy. I should sit up straight. I should improve my posture. I'm supposed to be with a straight back. That's how I should be. Straighten up. But if those thoughts arise, when that slouching or lack of energy is noticed, listen to those thoughts, but they don't have to be believed in or followed. Let the awareness of that slouched feeling have its own effect, without you trying to do anything to straighten the spine. Being aware of that slouching posture, if that's what's being felt, let the awareness have its own effect upon the system. And what happens is that we feel the body straightening on its own. You, the controller, the managing director, the ego, don't have to do anything. Mindfulness and wisdom, that quality of attunement, has its own effect. It's a self-adjusting system. Similarly, if the body is really tense and stiff, far from slouching and being void of energy, you're really tense, over-excited, stressed about your meditation, got to get it right, must sit up straight, so that the back is realized as being tense, rigid. Again, if that's what's being noticed, feel that stressing, that tensing, without you trying to do anything to relax. Just let the awareness of that stressing have its effect. Let the system adjust itself. Everything is in a constant process of change, transformation. When awareness is present and things transform to the most balanced, integrated form possible, that's the way it works. So simply by bringing awareness, the quality of knowing, to that tension in your spine, in your shoulders or your jaw or wherever that might be aware of that, know that. Let the system adjust on its own. When we talk about trusting in awareness, this is what we mean. It's not just an idea, a concept, but it's a way of this life being guided by mindfulness and wisdom itself. Living with the naturalness of breathing, of the heartbeat. Just as we don't say, I beat my heart. No, the heart beats. With great skill, with great wisdom and mindfulness, then life lives itself. You, the habits of self-centered thinking, don't have to be in control. So this can be experimented with. Work with this. And in these times where we allow mindfulness and wisdom to have its effect, notice how this feels. What's the experience of letting the system adjust itself? Yes, the body straightens, relaxes. But how much more peaceful it is when it's not me doing it, when it's not me doing my practice, me and my meditation. me trying to get somewhere. Changes are made, direction is given, effort is employed, but it's all free of self-view, free of the conceit of I-making and mind-making. How does this feel? Effort is being made, but it's not stressful. Direction is being followed, but it's not that kind of breathless chasing after a ever-receding goal. Direction is followed, but there's no urgency, no stress of becoming. It's peaceful, even as effort is being made, as direction is being followed. This is the essence of Samma Sankappa, right intention, right resolution, right aspiration. Samma Vayamo, right effort, effort in tune with Dhamma.